from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined now by Lisa Scherber, Director of Patient and Family Programs at the Jimmy Fund. Lisa, we always look forward to talking to you. Thanks so much for stopping by here.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for the whole day that you guys have done.
Well, how's the day gone for you? How's it been? Because we started off by saying it's a very real day. It's emotional. It's powerful. It's inspiring. I mean, there's a lot that comes along with it. So how's it gone for you?
I mean, the same words, right? I mean, I think we know all the families really well, but you don't really hear them do their day one sort of what it was like for them.
Yep.
You know, we sort of get them in clinic when it's like, okay, let's keep them happy, let's figure things out. But to sort of hear them and get taken back, whether it's 2 months ago or 3 months ago, I mean, our hearts are just breaking. You know, all the staff are listening back in clinic. It's, you know, it's on in every room. And I think it's amazing for us to sort of hear that, raw emotion again, and sort of know how far these families have come with sort of feeling safe and feeling at home at the Jimmy Fund Clinic. And I think that's like really special.
I think one of the biggest testaments to what you do has to be Eva and Joey, who were here earlier, twins that, you know, they're just, that family's gone through so much, mm-hmm. and they're just happy kids, you know, yeah. on a day like today, they're just happy kids who are talking about Aubrey the dog.
Yeah.
Clinic. Yep. You know, I think that is such a testament to how much you put into trying to support these families in like surround care.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a perfect family to sort of talk about, right? Because they've been through more than any family should have to go through. They went through it, they did everything right, and they do another thing that did everything right, then it's back again. And it's like, how do you deal with this? And how do you explain this again to your young child that did what they were supposed to do, and it's back, and then the twin brother, you know, it's like, this is just, it's devastating. But you're right, they come in, and some days are really hard days for her, you know, it's really tough, and she might need arts and crafts, or she might need a little snuggle with Aubrey, or just anything. That sort of that she feels like, okay, I'm okay here. They're going to take care of me. And we love that because we've known her since she was just a little one. And she's just beautiful. I mean, she melts our hearts every time she walks in.
Yeah, and on top of the patients, I mean, there's the rest of the family, too,
yes.
who you have to care for. I mean, they're not sick, but they're in need of care, and that's something that you are in charge of.
Exactly. I mean, the parents are just, we have to keep them filled with hope and as happy as we keep the kids, because what they're going through is something that we cannot even imagine. And I think anyone that has kids, you know, I did this job, you know, 100 years ago when I didn't have kids, and, you know, and now I do. And, you just, you look at the parents in a different way. You know, like in my younger years, if a child was up all night, you know, sick from the medication or something, and I would always be like, oh my gosh, how are you doing? And I would look at the child, and now it's like I look at the parents and I'm like, how are you doing? Because it's not just a child that has a fever or throwing up. They're doing that because of these meds that they're taking to sort of fight the cancer. And so it gives you a full picture to understand that it's the grandparents, it's the aunts, it's the uncles, everybody.
Now, I know it's been a process getting some of your programming back to where it was pre-COVID. How far have you come this year in being able to return a lot of the patients back safely into what you were doing before we went into the pandemic?
I think for my summer festival, which is a party for 3,000, I only missed 1 year for COVID. Mm-hmm. So I listened to all the restrictions we had to do, and I was like, I'm doing it. So we did that. The spring training, I think the hardest things were the adolescent kinds of things. So this year we went back to spring training in March, and it was 4 years,
nice.
You know, and 4 years of not giving those kids that went through treatment that experience. It broke my heart because I was so excited that we're heading to the airport, we're doing it. But then I thought of those kids that never had this opportunity. And it really shows you how important these weekends are. It's not just you go see the Red Sox, which is amazing, but they are connections that the kids are making. And one of our girls, Maui, who was on this morning, she went as a very she just lost all her confidence when she was diagnosed, and she didn't want to go, and she ended up going to spring training, and she came back and she had an amazing time. And they were there on the Monday after spring training, and her mom pulled me aside and she was, I got my girl back. And that's why we do it. You know, whether it's a spring training or it's playing with Play-Doh at the table, it's something that's going to touch them and something that's going to make the impact. And we have to keep doing this. And that's why we're here for these 2 days.
Okay. Well, it's well said. Lisa Sherber, Director of Patient and Family Programs at the Jimmy Fund. We always look forward to talking to you. Are you going to the game tonight?
A little bit of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy. I'll enjoy some of that game there. I know it sounds like a good crew. We'll be going there tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.